Okay, we're trying a trick to see if I'm getting on the air, and it appears that this time slot has somehow been, corrupted. But thanks to David James, we have done an override of the problem here, and we are going to go live any minute now. Okay, and I think we are live now. I'm hearing myself speak on the monitors, so good luck. Wish me luck, folks. Okay, the subject of today's Voice of Christian Israel, and this is August 20, 2017, is the fact that the International Jew has attacked numerous websites who are devoted to exposing the perfidious Jew and their assault on free speech. This is what's going on in the world today. The events in Charlottesville with the totally set up and stab in the back of the patriots who had assembled there peacefully with a judge's order and a permit to demonstrate, and the vast output of the Jewstream Viper Media characterizing that event as something that the white supremacists did wrong. Well, first of all, none of those people characterize themselves as white supremacists. That's just nothing but a Jew smear. And believe me, folks, yours truly has been the beneficiary of numerous smears since I began my recording career. Actually, it was on Pastor Dan's show way back in 1999. And when I got my own show, not too much later, and we did it on TalkShoe. And we were on TalkShoe for many, many years. But Pastor Visser has had his TalkShoe account canceled. Ted Midward has his TalkShoe account canceled. And I think all of our archives of I had three separate shows, one of which is called Yahweh's Covenant People and Voice of Christian Israel and Christogenos. All of those have been taken down. Fortunately, I just talked with Pastor Steve, and he says he has downloaded those and saved them so that they haven't been wiped clean from the world, but they have been wiped off of the internet. So, folks, we have been telling you for years, if you've heard the sermons of Bertrand Comparé and Dr. Wesley Swift and William Gale and all the others that we broadcast on a regular basis, that these men have predicted that the Jews will ultimately attack us. In fact, this is a broad-scale attack on white Christians, especially white Christians, whites in general, but Christian in Christian identity even more specifically. We are dealing with the Antichrist having taken over our country, as David James very eloquently described on the previous show. So I just posted a list in the chat room. I'm going to look, see if I can find. Yes, okay. There is a list that the ADL and SPLC, the Anti-Dissent League, and the SPLC, the Jewish hate group, both of those are Jewish hate groups, who have taken over our government along with AIPAC, the World Jewish Congress, American Jewish Congress, American Jewish Committee, and all these other Jewish hate groups who own and control our government, own and control the media, and who are now attempting to silence dissent. They are attempting to silence dissent. Okay? Time will tell as to whether they succeed. But I'm going to go down the list here. We have number one, the American Freedom Law Center. These are all sites targeted by the Jews for a sanction of some sort. NPIA or NPI America, altright.com. Brother Nathaniel, he's a Jew. Anyway, he's been targeted. WhiteResister.com. XRYSHAG. Never heard of that. Shoebat.com, LC, various others. And I'm just going to scroll down. Resist.com, Stormfront, the ones that are more familiar. Chick.com. Chick.com, if that's the Chick Publications, he's a universalist. VDare.com, Probe, VNN Forum. Number 24. Eurofolkradio.com. All right. Okay, folks, we've been telling you that they're going to target us. We've been waiting for this. So let them try. Let them try. And, of course, they did this to me way back in 2012. I'm going to quote from the ADL letter sent to my host, which was PowWeb at the time. Hold on, folks. I've been really hectic here. I need a drink. Okay. July 17, 2012, the ADL issued this instruction, I would call it an order, to PowWeb, addressed to Hari Ramachandran, CEO, the Endurance International Group, and I won't bother to read their address. You can look them up. It's otherwise known as PowWeb. Dear Mr. Ramachandran, this is from the ADL, and in the handwritten notes above here, the ADL listed Zundelsite, Eli James, and Muchacho. Never heard of Muchacho. But these are the three sites that the ADL staffer chose to handwrite in as offensive to Jews. And here's the content of the letter. In the course of the Anti-Defamation League's work combating hate and extremism, but of course they never combat Jewish hate and Jewish extremism, such as Bolshevik slaughter of 180 million Russians and other white Christians, we study and analyze information about the abuse of digital communications media. Some of our recent work has involved investigating registration and hosting information for the most egregious hate-filled websites. Of course, they never investigate ADL or SBLC as hate-filled websites, which they are. We write regarding our concern about your company enabling enabling the spread of hate on the, in other words, allowing freedom of speech on the internet. The problem continues to grow. Man, the Jews are getting scared, are they not? And we are hoping that you will be responsive to our concerns and consider partnering with us to address this serious issue. Yeah, right. Well, it's a serious issue for the Jews who are facing exposure. The Goyim know. The Goyim know. The Goyim know. By the way, let me, because I was planning on opening up the phone lines, and today's topic would be a perfect opportunity for listeners to call in. The Skype number is 312-957-6104. I'll repeat that, 312-957-6104. So if you want to call in, I'll bring you in on Skype. That list, it has a few more. There's about, let me just scroll down, see how many people are on this list. It's well over 50. Okay, the Sons of Liberty. How about that? Sons of Liberty, Christian identity website. So there's 70. Interesting, 70. The number 70. The number of judgment. Okay, well, the judgment's going to fall upon their heads, folks. It's definitely going to fall on their heads. So I'm going to keep my Skype open. And, now wait a minute. I'm going to see if, okay, here we go. It's working. I'm going to see if I can bring this caller in. If it disconnects me, I'll have to cancel a call and try calling that person and see if we can continue here. But I have to write the number down. Give me 1 second, folks. Okay, I'm going to try to connect here, see what happens. Okay, it's give me 1 second. I have to restart the audio. All right, hello, are you on?
This is Pastor Dan. How you doing?
Hi, Pastor Dan. Hi, welcome. Glad we got connected. All right.
Hey, I won't take too long because there might be other callers. I just wanted to say hallelujah, brother. We made it. We finally got a lot of flack over us, so that only says one thing. We must be doing something awful right.
We finally made the Zionist hit list, right?
Yep.
That's great.
For years, it was kind of bothering me that we weren't getting much attention. So getting the attention just tells me that we're hurting them.
What are we, chopped liver?
Yeah, we're doing our best to expose you bastards.
Yeah, right.
How come you're not giving us any attention? That's because we were so small. But apparently, we're now big enough that we've got their attention. So congratulations, Pastor.
I think also, Pastor Dan, because they didn't want anybody to know about us, right? They were giving us the silent treatment, because I don't think anyone's done a more effective job of exposing the international Jew than all of the good pastors here at Eurofolk Radio. All right?
Yep. Absolutely. Watchman on the wall. Watchman on the wall.
All right. And I'm glad to see that our telephone connection is working. And so, anybody else wants to call in, again, the number is 312-957-6104. All right. And Pastor Dan has been in this actually longer than I have. And you used a different format before TalkShoe came along. You had a little server on your desk, as I recall. Is that?
Yeah, that was when I was with Live365. .com. Right. I had to pay monthly for that. That was rather expensive. Before that was Heritage Broadcasting, Reality Radio, and there were several others, Blog Talk Radio. So been like a gypsy all over the internet.
And I remember getting kicked off of Blog Talk Radio, and I got booted off Republic Broadcasting Network. I mean, so this has been a struggle to stay on the air, but they're not going to keep us off.
No. Yeah. We're like a bad penny, Pastor Eli. We just keep turning up.
Heads up, brother. Heads up. Okay, Pastor Jay, thanks.
Yep. Okay. Keep up the good work, and Yahweh bless
and
your heart.
You too. Yahweh bless you and all the listeners here and all those people in Christian Identity. Well, we have a job to do, and no Jew is going to stop us. All right. Thanks, Pastor Dan.
Amen to that, brother.
Amen. Okay.
Amen. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. All right. Let me see if I can. Okay. I think I'm still on because we're trying to correct this technology. And I'm going to continue with this letter that the ADL wrote to PowWeb. Again, the call-in number is 312-957-6104. And your number should appear on my screen, and I can bring you in. All right, so these Jews, these viper, vermin, parasitic Jews, went to PowWeb and complained about anglo-saxonisrael.com. And the problem continues to grow. Yeah, the freedom of speech continues to grow. And we are hoping that you will be responsive to our concerns and consider partnering. And if you don't partner us, we'll send the Mossad to murder you, Mr. Ravi Chandran. Of course, they don't say that, but he knows what the game is. Partnering with us to address this serious issue. Oh my. Using website metrics and reviewing online rhetoric, we have identified the primary 300 websites responsible for promoting truth about the Jews, otherwise known as quote-unquote hate and intolerance. Why don't the Jews tolerate freedom of speech? We utilized the WHOIS database and other public domain information to identify hosting and registration details of the offending website. So, the Jews are watching you, folks. They are watching you. and their psionim are spying on you. They pay civilians, the ADL pays civilians to spy on Americans who have done nothing wrong, who have broken no law, but the Jews in doing this are violating the Espionage Act, and plus the fact that ADL represents a foreign power, namely Israel, and everything they're doing is illegal, and everybody knows it. But the people who are the targets of the ADL know that they are liable for assassination if they do not cooperate with the Jews. The next paragraph. Our analysis of these complaints indicates that the Endurance International Group, which is, I guess, the broad, yes, the PowWeb, hosts multiple websites, and the first site listed is anglo-saxonisrael.com. Next is volksfront-median.org and Zündelsite. So, anglo-saxonisrael.com is the most anti-Semitic website on the net. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Upon reviewing your company's terms of service, okay, they're spying on PowWeb, we have discovered that your stated policy, quote, users may not utilize the services to punish or publish, oh yeah, well, you can punish non-whites, to publish or disseminate information that A, constitutes slander, libel, or defamation, threatens persons with bodily harm to make harassing or abusive statements or messages. We have not harassed, abused, or threatened anyone. On the contrary, the Jews do this to us on a regular basis, and Charlottesville is a perfect example of Jewish abuse of freedom of speech, attacking patriots with baseball bats and pipes and bricks and bottles filled with feces and urine, and hitting and blinding people with pepper spray. And of course, the Jews aren't concerned when patriots get abused in this way. But here, folks, we're simply talking about freedom of speech. So, ADL is putting pressure on PowWeb to take my website down. And this is exactly what happened. So, if such a accusation is accurate, this must be taken to the courts. And the Jews cannot simply say, oh, we accuse them, therefore they are guilty. And so they gave me 24 hours, no, sorry, 48 hours to save the content of that website, which was actually scattered in many different places. And I wasn't, you know, internet-wise then as I am today. All of our archives are now saved to many different places, whereas I didn't have that when I was taken down the first time. Fortunately, there was a website called the Wayback Machine, which archives internet content for free. And lo and behold, the content of Anglos, or much of it, not all of it, but much of it was archived on the Wayback Machine. So between the Wayback Machine and articles on my personal computer and content that was archived and saved by other people, I was able to stitch the website back together. It took me 6 months to do this. Of all the websites on the internet that were targeted in this letter, mine was affected the most. It took me the longest to get back online because of the scattered nature of the archives. So here we come again. The Jews, 5 years later, have targeted us. Now, we haven't been taken down, and we know, because this is a freedom of speech issue, that this time, if they try to take us down, there will be a lawsuit. There will be a lawsuit. And the Jews do not want to go to court. They're going to threaten, intimidate, cajole, twist arms, bribe, murder, and whatever they need to do, because we know this is what they have done in the past, to eliminate freedom of speech. So, folks, we have been telling you that the Jews are going to come after you. And if they're going to come after us, they're going to come after you. They're going to come after all Christians. They're going to come after all whites, as the white people are beginning to understand the Jew is the enemy of the white race. The Jew is the enemy of Yahshua Messiah. And anybody who worships or follows Yahshua Messiah is on their assassination list. We are in the days of tribulation. This is the time of Jacob's trouble. And it's time for us to start unifying and get, yeah, and Pastor Greg says, why is it called hate when I just love my own kind? And Harry says, I just saved every Eurofolk show on TalkShoe. Thank you very much, Harry. Thank you very much. And then, well, because what we can do is present the content of Eurofolk Radio and Anglo-Saxon Israel and say, okay, all right, Jew, you, and I'm going to put the Jew on the witness stand. And I'm going, because all we do is quote Jewish sources and actual history to show their hatred of freedom of speech, their hatred, their genocide of white people and other races too, in their staged wars, their harassment of the Palestinians, their stabbing of the back in Germany when they brought America into the war so they could grab Palestine away from the Turks. And then they instituted the Weimar Republic, which punished the German people exclusively for the war guilt, in which they were the last country to get involved in the war, and pauperized the German people, starved them to death. 60,000 Germans were starved to death by the Weimar Republic and the Versailles Treaty. Nobody ever talks about that. So if the Jews want war, legal war, they're going to get it. They're going to get it. And they don't have a chance. They do not have a chance. So they know they don't want to see yours truly in court, or any other white nationalist or identity teacher, because, folks, they have no defense. They simply have no defense. So I'm just going to quickly mention a couple of websites here. There is an identity website, Nordisk. Israel.dk. Let me copy this and put it in the chat room. We now have a Norwegian Christian identity website that is teaching the truth. I'm going to put it in the chat room right now. And excuse me, folks, I'm multitasking, and I'll try to put it in other chat rooms as well as we proceed. We see that the truth of the Christian identity message is getting out, and the Jews are getting extremely worried. I'm also going to put a link into ASIS, which is not Anglo-Saxon Israel, ASIS.com, which is a site about the migrations of the 12 tribes, and it actually has the Paleo-Hebrew of the Las Lunas Decalogue, which is just south of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And these letters were carved into that stone hundreds of years before anybody even heard of Paleo-Hebrew, but it has been deciphered, and it's still there in the Decalogue stone south of Albuquerque, New Mexico. However, some Jew slut scratched it out and defaced it. But a record of the actual language here has been, and it shows the Paleo-Hebrew on this website, which I am going to post in the chat room again here real quick. This is what we're dealing with. The Jews are trying to destroy our heritage, and as anybody in identity knows, the Jews are imposters pretending to be Israel, and they have used this pretense for the last 2,000 years to indoctrinate and tell people that they're God's chosen people, which we know they're absolutely not. Now, so, okay, Here's a article from ABC News. Quote, this is the title. Hate groups effectively use web as a recruiting tool. And the Jews don't? He is one of the most researched people in the world, yet the third result from a simple Google search for the name of Martin Luther King is a hate group-sponsored website called martinlutherking.org. The site is a testament to how effectively hate groups have harnessed the power of the digital age to recruit new members, many of them young, okay, because they have not yet been indoctrinated by Jewish hate speech, and vulnerable to such overtures through Facebook, YouTube, and other social networking sites, according to the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Okay, so the Jew spies on the internet have decided that we have too much power with the internet, and we must be kicked off the internet. And since they can't do it legally, not here in America, but as I, from the letter I just read to you, addressed to the Endurance International Group Incorporated, they can use threats and intimidation. And this letter is simply a formally published letter in which they're not going to include, obviously not going to include any threats or intimidation. They'll do that by personal visits. So, I have one thing to say to you, ADL. Maranatha. May Yahweh visit. And we have already declared 2017 as the acceptable year of Yahweh. Father Yahweh, come down and bring your judgment down upon this illegitimate house of Jewry, the rabbis of hate, the rabbis of Satan, the rabbis of Lucifer, Albert Pike. Oh, by the way, there is a statue of Albert Pike in front of the international headquarters of Freemasonry in Washington, D.C. BLM, Antifa, you have my permission to tear that statue down. Because Freemasonry needs to be exposed, and Freemasonry is a Jewish-run organization, folks. Now, they name some people here. Stormfront's creator, Don Black, who bills himself not as a racist but as a white nationalist. Doesn't matter what you bill yourself as. If the Jews consider you to be an enemy, they will rake you over the coals. They will demonize you. They will insult you. They will throw bricks and rocks and other things and projectiles at you until you capitulate. Well, folks, we're not capitulating. And that's what the people at Charlottesville said. We'll be back. We're not capitulating. We're not going to accept this Jew world order. And all of you corrupt politicians who are working with the Jew world order, take note. We know where you live. You're the ones responsible for this race war. You're the ones who've been planning it and promoting it with your hate speech against us. And by the way, this is easily documented. So if you want to take any one of us to court, please do so. Please do so. And when the jury sees your hate speech, your Talmud, where you talk about the Goyim being less than dogs, the Goyim being cattle, that Jesus is boiling in hot excrement, and that Mary is a whore. When the Christian world finally realizes what you actually teach about Jesus and the disgusting filth that Talmudism really is, you won't have a chance. You'll be lucky if the jury doesn't string you up when these quotes are read in court. So ADL, get ready. ADL, get ready. You're going to be exposed. By your attempts to silence us, you have exposed yourselves as the world's most hateful people, especially with regard to freedom of speech. You and your commie thugs, have no respect for freedom of speech whatever. Now, And many of you have been listening to my shows on the Civil War, which was the Democratic Party promoting slavery and the Republican Party promoting liberty. We have the same situation today. The Democratic Party is promoting slavery, i.e. communism, i.e. debt slavery. But they have gotten somewhat smarter in their approach because they pretend to be liberators. Communism pretends to liberate, right? But communism is the most strict form of slavery the world has ever known. No dissent allowed whatsoever. They exterminated 180 million dissenters. By the way, starting with the liberals who supported the Mensheviks, the pre-Bolsheviks, Menshevik, he was also a Jew. And he was a quote-unquote moderate. He was a liberal. He was a liberal, and the Russian liberals supported him. But Mr. Menshevik and his whole party simply conceded the revolution over to the Bolsheviks, who were the radical, murderous, viper Jews, the Bolshevik Jews. And there are dozens of books that have been written naming the names of the Jewish butchers who murdered the citizens of Russia. Now, we only hear about the 6 million so-called Jews who didn't die in World War II, and we have the population statistics to prove it from the Jews' own files of population statistics from before World War II and after, showing there was actually a 6 million increase in the world Jewish population. Because none of those 6 million died, they just relocated. And the Jews had the transfer agreement with the National Socialists, and the first crop of Jews from Germany sailed to Palestine under the flag of Germany, under the swastika. They had the Zionist flag and the swastika flag, both flying from the same pole. Why? Because the Jews were paying the Germans to ship Jews to Israel, to Palestine. Okay? So I think if the Zionists were to pay me to ship Jews anywhere but America, I'd say, sure. And, of course, the British were hoping that the Jews in Britain would move to Palestine, but they never did. Why? Because parasites can't live among themselves. Parasites have to have a host. And the best host, the most prosperous host, and the most gullible host is the white Christian nations. So, I would just like to see some rabbi try to defend this subversion, treason, and genocide in a court of law. I would just like to see that. I would love to see that. Well, you know, when the Pharisees tried Jesus Christ and Pilate washed his hands of the whole affair, declaring him innocent, no less, that's recorded in the Gospels, the Jews still insist that the Romans killed Christ, yet the Gospels clearly state that it was the Jews who did so. So, their attempts to smear the Gospels, which is all the Jews ever do. They hate the New Testament, especially the Gospel of John, which accuses the Jews in no uncertain terms. John 7:1, Jesus would not walk in Jewry because the Jews sought to kill him. Not the Romans. It says the Jews sought to kill him. The evidence is right there before our very eyes, but because of the World Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergers who control these two councils and have infiltrated Judeo-Christianity, indeed have worked to snuff out real Christianity with their agents, the so-called Judeo-Christian ministers and the megachurchers and the televangelists, all these vipers pretending to be Israel or pretending to be Christians. We know the whole story and we have the documentation to prove it. So there's no way, the Jews know there's no way they could win in court. And there's no way they can win in the court of public opinion once the truth is known. Therefore, their only choice is to ban freedom of speech, call it hate speech, call it anti-Semitic speech, call it white supremacism, call it any name you want to. This is nothing but Jewish fear. This is Jewish fear-mongering because the Jews are getting worried. By the way, we have a few tricks up our sleeves as well, and the Jews may be surprised that they can't take us off the internet, okay? But here, I'd like to present to you another article that is Google working with liberal groups, that is Jewish groups, to snuff out conservative websites. Dated yesterday by Paula Bolyard. See below for an important update. Google revealed on a blog post that it is now using machine learning to document hate crimes and events in America. And we just documented how these Jews have taken identity websites off the internet. It's very clear that TalkShoe identity-related websites have been taken down, because we have been telling the truth about the Jews, and we're not going to stop telling the truth about the Jews. And our message is getting out there. More and more people are realizing it's the Jews, stupid. It's the Jews, stupid. The Goyim know, the Goyim know, the Goyim know. We know, and there's nothing the Jews can do about it. And the more they try to shut us up, the more they expose themselves as the haters of free speech that they are. In addition, they're trying to take down Gab, G-A-B, which is an alternative to the Jew-controlled, what should I call them? You know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc. Those public access sites, which are all owned by Jews, by the way. So they're trying to take down Gab, and all these other non-Jewish owned social networking sites are under attack as well. So you can see, folks, the attack on freedom of speech is global. Absolutely global, and their greatest fear is Christian identity, because we know who and what they are, and we're not afraid to say so. And these godforsaken Luciferian Jews, who are the tares of Matthew 13, are doing their absolute best to avoid being cast into the fire. They know it. They know who they are. And they're desperately. Now, we're talking about people who know that this judgment is coming, and they're trying to prevent it. Okay, area code 510.
They know who they are.
510. Okay, I may have to restart the audio engine to bring you in. Hold on. Okay, area code 510.
Area code 510.
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Hi, Eli. It's Paul.
Oh, Paul, hi.
Oh, Paul, hi.
Yeah, hi. It's working.
Yeah, it's working, and you're still live, and I just wanted to catch you. I might be a little out of phase with what you were saying, but you were just talking a few seconds ago there. I mean, I got jealous. Dan called in, right? I thought it sounded right, so good. Right. I'd have to call in and have a chat with you, right?
Yeah.
So it all turned out good. But you were just talking there about Gab, yes?
Right, okay.
Okay, and I'd just like to suggest to everybody here, I've just been sending a message out that everybody that's listening right now, go over to gab.ai as soon as you can and open up an account there, because the nature of this sort of free speech attack that started rolling as of last week, as of the Charlottesville kickoff, as it were, could easily impinge all sorts of things that we do. And it's really, really sensible to have some recovery channels in place. And we would probably use Gab very much to try and inform people about what's going on should things go pear-shaped. So, and, you know, we can mention it more and more, you know, through other shows. But I just wanted to drop that in whilst you were mentioning it, because you can't be too careful. We don't have as many resources as some of these bigger sites that have been hit. That's the simple truth of it.
Right.
And it would be more difficult for us to recover. Yeah, all we need to do is keep people informed, and we can still broadcast. Broadcasting is not a problem. It's keeping people informed that's the tricky thing, okay, about where we're broadcasting. So that's the key thing. Just thought I'd mention that.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you very much,
that
Paul.
Was it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So as we see, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh bless. Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless.
All right, now, folks. As you can see, we have echo problems occasionally. This, you know, we may not be able to solve this entirely with the upgrade, but we're going to stay on the air. And the only problem, as Paul just said, may be to inform people where we can be found, okay? Because right now, the venues that we use may be shut down by the Jews, okay? So we need to explore alternatives, and of course, we still have email. They're going to have to shut down our email accounts, and then when people can't communicate with us, we'll say, well, guess what? The Jews took my website down. The Jews took my email account down. And when I was with AOL, every time I sent out a newsletter that happened to have the word Jew in the title, I got flagged by ADL, and they shut my account down. I said, what the hell is this? So I got smart and stopped putting the word Jew in the title, and I had no problem since. But then there are other buzzwords that the Beast Computer in Belgium, in Brussels, Belgium, that they use to spy on us and all their other spy agencies, the CIA, the Mossad, the FBI, and their global spy agency, Homeland Insecurity. And, of course, these Jew-owned corporations that spy on us, they're never going to give up. They're going to try to control the Internet. They're going to try to control freedom of speech. So, folks, it's on. They have thrown down the gauntlet. The Jews have thrown down the gauntlet, and Yahweh will respond. Again, I say to them, Maranatha, may Yahweh visit. May Yahweh visit the headquarters of the ADL. May Yahweh visit the headquarters of the SPLC. May Yahweh visit the House of Rothschild and the House of Rockefeller and Chase and all the rest of them, the international banksters who keep us in debt slavery. So if you want to talk about slavery, talk about communism, talk about the Federal Reserve Bank, talk about the Bank of England and Deutsche Bank. These are even more chattel slavery than the slavery in the South ever was, because the slaves in the South were well fed and well kept. When the North came into the plantations, they said, wow, these slaves are really well fed. Just like those Negroes in the black neighborhoods. None of them are underfed. Most of them are twice the weight they should be, which means, oh man, this white privilege, it's starving me to death, right? This is the absolute nonsense that we're being fed by the mainstream media. Of course, all, as David said, either today or yesterday, six Jews own 96% of the world media corporations. And so, because they can control freedom of speech by what they choose to present and not to present, but now it's gotten so bad that they want to shut us down. Okay, I think what I'll do at this point is draft a letter to the ADL and circulate it among white nationalist groups and have them sign it and accuse the ADL of hating the U.S. Constitution, hating a freedom of speech, and accuse the ADL of being a hate group and the SPLC, which is what they are. And so it's time for us to give them a response. It's time for us to give them a formal response. So I will be talking to other groups about this, something we need to do. All right, folks, so we're almost out of time because I had to go on late because of our technical difficulties. But there's one more thing I want to point out. In addition to trying to shut down these websites altogether, what they're blacklisting right-wing that is patriotic, and I'm just going to use the word patriotic. Blacklisting patriotic websites, because it's not just Christian Identity. We know that we are their main target, but they're just as much afraid of any patriotic pro-Constitution, pro-Christian organization. That's why they even target the Tea Parties and call them racists. If you can believe that, that's what they do. BLM and Antifa and ADL and SPLC refer to the Tea Parties as racist people. white supremacists. So the average white people who's just trying to make a living, the so-called white privileged people, most of whom lost their homes in the 2008 crash, which was orchestrated by the Jew banksters. Oh, that's tremendous privilege. Oh, yeah, that's real privilege. And the blacks who are the beneficiaries of the taxation of middle-class whites, not super rich, but middle-class whites, whose earnings are being extorted to pay off blacks, to create demonstrations, and to go on welfare. And while they're on welfare, the money that they don't use for rent, they use to buy drugs. And when they become addicted, they go around committing crimes against police officers who are trying to arrest them and against innocent white people. And the Jews approve this. The Jews do not accuse these blacks of anti-white racism. They try to paint these thugs, these criminals, many of whom have been arrested and incarcerated many times and let out many times. But they never point this out. Why? Because these black thugs must be painted as freedom-loving teenagers who are oppressed by white folk. Oh, God, oh, give me a stinking break. Give me a stinking break, Jew. Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha. The goyim know, the goyim know, the goyim know. So what these Jew-owned websites are trying to do, and of course the Jews own all the banks, they are shutting down the bank accounts and the PayPal accounts and other accounts of patriots. I want to quote from you from the book of Revelation. Revelation 13:17. And that no man might buy or sell, save that he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Who's the beast? What's the number? The number is 666, the number of Jewry, the six-pointed star of Remphan. And who is trying to prevent us from buying or selling? Who has the power to prevent us from buying or selling but the international Jew? And they are exposing themselves as the beast of Revelation 13:17 by taking this action to close down our PayPal accounts and our bank accounts. And they've been doing this for quite some time. Any so-called right-winger has been targeted in this way, and people's bank accounts are being closed. Their money is being confiscated at the same time by the international Jewish banksters. There are no white nationalists could possibly be accused of shutting down people's bank accounts or shutting down their PayPal account. We don't have that power. Only the international Jew has that power and is willing to use it. So they are exposing themselves, and they will not survive this Maranatha, folks. They simply will not survive it. And we are in the end times. We are in the tribulation. These are the days of Jacob's trouble. So all of you Jacob Israelites out there, get back to Yahweh, become righteous. The white linen of the book of Revelation is righteousness. Unless you return to righteousness, you will be counted as a tare. Wake up, praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. It's time to get ready for the judgment day. Thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. See you next time.